Vietnam sets $7,700 fines for unlicensed crypto trading. From September, Vietnam has issued a decree setting fines of up to roughly $7,700 for unlicensed crypto trading and anti-money laundering violations, with the rules taking effect in September 2026, according to a report circulated by CoinMarketCap. The move attaches a concrete penalty to activity that, until now, sat in a legal gray zone in one of the world's most active retail crypto markets. The headline number is modest by Western enforcement standards. A ceiling near $7,700 will not deter a large offshore exchange. Its significance is the shift it signals. Vietnam is putting enforcement machinery behind a licensing regime rather than leaving crypto activity undefined. For a country that has ranked at or near the top of global grassroots adoption surveys for years, that transition matters more than the size of any single fine. From tolerated to licensed, Vietnam has long been an outlier. Retail participation is enormous. Remittances flow heavily through stablecoins, and peer-to-peer trading is common. Yet the state spent years without a clear framework for who could legally operate. The new decree changes the baseline. Trading through an unlicensed venue or handling flows without meeting AML obligations now carries a defined cost. Placing a monetary penalty on AML breaches is the more consequential half. AML compliance is where regulators typically gain leverage over exchanges and payment intermediaries because it forces identity checks, transaction monitoring, and reporting. A fine schedule gives supervisors something to point to when a platform cuts corners. The trading penalty grabs headlines. The AML clause is what changes day-to-day operations for anyone running a business. Enforcement over rhetoric. Several Asian jurisdictions have moved on crypto rules in recent weeks, from Japan reclassifying digital assets to South Korea probing market manipulation. Vietnam's step fits that broader regional pattern of governments converting broad intentions into specific enforceable measures. The details separate the two. A decree with an effective date and a fine ceiling is enforceable in a way that a consultation paper is not. The September timeline gives traders and platforms a short runway. Businesses that want to keep serving Vietnamese users have a window to secure licensing or adjust their compliance posture before penalties apply. For individuals, the practical question is whether the venue they use is registered locally or operating from offshore, since the decree targets unlicensed activity specifically. Ripple effects for regional users. Vietnam's decision lands as neighboring markets tighten their own rules. Vietnam sits alongside jurisdictions like Thailand and the Philippines, where crypto adoption is high and regulators are increasingly active. A licensing regime with teeth tends to reshape which services are available to residents, because compliant providers stay and non-compliant ones either register or withdraw. For people who rely on crypto for everyday spending, the effect shows up in access. Stablecoin usage is heavy across Southeast Asia, and cards that let users spend stablecoins directly depend on the local regulatory status of the issuer and its partners. A tighter licensing environment can push some services out of a market while pulling more compliant, KYC-heavy providers in. Users who value minimal verification may find fewer options, while those who prioritize institutional-grade compliance may see more. Crypto prices showed no direct reaction tied to the decree. As of July 21, 2026, Bitcoin traded around 65,238, up 0.7% on the day, with Ether near 1,908, up 1.7% per CoinMarketCap's market snapshot. The Fear and Greed Index sat at 37, in fear territory. Regional licensing news of this scale rarely moves global prices. Its impact is local and structural rather than a market catalyst. The compliance runway, the near-term watch items, are the licensing details Vietnam publishes before September, which entities qualify, what the application process looks like, and how AML reporting will be supervised. A fine schedule is only as strong as the licensing pathway that sits beside it. If registration is clear and achievable, compliant exchanges will onboard and the market formalizes. If it is opaque or slow, activity stays offshore, and the penalties become hard to apply in practice.